The last time I felt cheated by an image was a few weeks ago when I set up an account on Switzerland's largest online marketplace and right away started looking for things that I needed and filtering by location so I could easily pick up my purchases. I started bidding on several items like printers and computer screens, and I remember coming across an ad with a beautiful image of a computer screen, and I think what was so appealing about this image was that the screen looked very new because it was a image of the product, like a stock image and not taken by the seller themselves. And so I started, so I saw that the highest bid at that moment was 47 francs, and I decided to up the bid by 3 francs. So I bid 50 francs for this screen, which seemed like a good price. The seller was living close to my house, so I could easily pick up the screen, and it seemed like the perfect fit. A few days later, the person contacts me and asks me to please pay right now for the 27-inch privacy filter, since I had placed the highest bid. I was very confused and I replied, "I'm sorry, I don't understand. Are you selling a privacy filter?" Because I thought I had bid on a computer screen and not a privacy filter, and what I need is actually a screen and not a privacy filter for a screen I don't have. I also said, "I think there has been a misunderstanding. I'm very sorry." She replies that she had made it very clear in the ad that she was selling a privacy filter and not a computer screen, and that I cannot, out of any circumstances, back out of a bid in that way. "Those are Ricardo's rules," she says. I tell her that I had not read the ad, which is true, I did not read anything on that website on that day. I had only looked at the image. But it turns out that there was a privacy filter on the screen in the image that I had not seen, because I did not know what a privacy filter was until that moment. But I stayed calm and I continued writing, knowing that I had a chance maybe with this woman. And I tell her that Ricardo is a new experience for me. I had no idea that things would escalate so quickly and that things would get so serious also so quickly. And isn't it nicer to sell this privacy filter to someone who actually wants it, who wants privacy? And could she please make an exception for me? And she says that she has inspected my Ricardo account and she has seen that I was new to this platform, and she tells me that she has changed her mind and that she will cancel my bid.